This recording, Jiangsu 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that ichigoose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a billionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My grandfather was an orphan who was born in Taiwan and then taken by somebody to mainland China later. And, well, my grandmother, my maternal one, came from an affluent family in Changzhou. Yeah, I consider myself a native of Changzhou, because I was raised there, although I was born in Nanjing. And Changzhou is about 160 kilometers to the west from Shanghai, and I can speak Mandarin and the dialect of Changzhou. If you know, Professor Yuanren Zhao came from the same place, so I guess it's the right time to say something.
读过好我是三子宁家里呢我小了还刚刚上次我很早准备去个新开个个动物园新开个个动物园基本上想可可各种各样的动物 add 拍着照片再给你顾客啊就该了 So that's it. Bye.